Welcome to Campfire Stories with Polymath Panda, presented by Storytime Hero. Gather round the fire, little ones. I'm Polymath Panda, and tonight I have a wonderful adventure for you. Can you feel the warmth of the dancing flames? Tonight, we journey to the Whispering Woods, where the trees hum lullabies and the moon shines like a silver coin. But in this magical forest, there lived a very unusual fellow named Barnaby. Now, Barnaby was a ghost, but he wasn't spooky or scary at all. In fact, Barnaby had a very big secret that made him quite different from his ghostly friends. Most ghosts love the deep, velvet shadows of the night, but Barnaby was different. Barnaby was a soft, round ghost who looked a bit like a floating marshmallow. While his friends were out practicing their gentle boos and floating through stone walls, Barnaby was busy checking his supplies. You see, Barnaby never went anywhere without his trusty, extra bright brass flashlight. He kept it polished and always carried spare batteries in his little ghost pockets. Every time the sun began to set behind the purple mountains, Barnaby felt a little flutter of worry in his tummy, because Barnaby was afraid of the dark. The other ghosts in the Whispering Woods didn't quite understand. They would swoop through the dark thickets and play hide-and-seek in the moonless caves. They often giggled when they saw Barnaby's bright beam cutting through the mist. "Barnaby," they would say, "you're a ghost. You are supposed to be the thing that bumps in the night, not the one hiding from it." But Barnaby just gripped his flashlight tighter. He preferred the bright golden hours of the afternoon when the sun made everything clear and easy to see. He felt that the dark was just too mysterious for his liking.
One evening, while Barnaby was patrolling the edge of the woods with his flashlight on high beam, he heard a soft, sniffling sound coming from a tall oak tree. He floated upward, his light bobbing with him, until he reached a wooden treehouse nestled in the branches. Inside, he found a young boy named Leo. Leo was sitting on a pile of cushions, looking very brave, but also very sad. In his hand was a small plastic nightlight that had gone dim because the batteries had finally run out. Leo looked up and saw Barnaby's bright, friendly light shining through the window.
Leo wasn't scared of Barnaby at all. In fact, he looked relieved. "Oh, hello," Leo whispered. "I like your light. It's very bright." Barnaby floated inside and sat on a wooden stool. "Thank you," Barnaby replied softly. "I brought it because I don't like the shadows very much." Leo's eyes went wide with surprise. "But you're a ghost. I thought ghosts loved the dark." Barnaby shook his head and admitted his secret. "Not this ghost. Whenever the lights go out, I feel like I'm lost in a big, empty ocean." Leo nodded slowly, realizing he wasn't the only one who felt that way. Barnaby looked at Leo and said, "You know, my teacher once told me that having a very big fear of something specific is called a phobia. I have a phobia of the dark. Can you say that word? Phobia. It sounds like a big fancy word, doesn't it? It just means a fear that feels very strong. Even though Barnaby was a ghost, his phobia made him feel small." Leo smiled and said, "I think I have a phobia too, but maybe if we stay together, the phobia won't feel so big anymore." Barnaby liked that idea very much indeed.
Suddenly, a gust of wind blew through the treehouse, and Barnaby's flashlight gave a little flicker. It was running low on power. Barnaby and Leo both gasped. They knew they needed to get Leo back to his house across the yard before the light went out completely. It was time for a brave adventure. "We can do this," Barnaby said, though his voice wobbled just a tiny bit. "I'll guide you with my light, and you can hold on to my glow. The young hero of our story, which is you, can imagine holding a hand and stepping into the mystery together.
They descended the ladder and stepped onto the grass. The yard seemed much bigger at night. Just as they reached the middle of the lawn, Barnaby's flashlight finally gave one last click and turned off. The world went black. For a moment, they both stood perfectly still, hearts thumping like little drums. But then, something amazing happened. As their eyes adjusted, the darkness wasn't actually black. It started to fill with tiny magical lights. High above, thousands of stars began to twinkle like diamonds on a velvet blanket. The dark wasn't empty at all. It was where the stars lived.
Beside them, tiny fireflies began to blink, dancing like little golden sparks in the air. Barnaby realized that without the dark, he never would have seen the fireflies dance or the glowing constellations. He didn't need his flashlight to be safe. He just needed to look at the beauty hidden in the shadows. They walked the rest of the way to Leo's back porch, feeling like conquerors of the night. Leo gave Barnaby a high five. They had faced their phobia together and discovered that the dark was just the world's way of letting the stars shine their very brightest.
Barnaby flew back to the woods, leaving his flashlight off, feeling lighter than ever before. He still preferred the sun, but he wasn't afraid anymore. And that's tonight's campfire tale. Remember, it is okay to have fears, even if they seem silly to others. Everyone is afraid of something, and talking about it is the first step toward being brave. If you loved this story, ask your grown-up to visit storytimehero.ai, where families can create personalized storybooks made just for their kids. Until next time, friends, keep that imagination burning bright.